Well, New York's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio held a press conference outside Trump Tower today, shortly after what he called a candid meeting with President-elect Donald Trump. De Blasio said he told Trump of concerns he was hearing from New Yorkers about what a President Trump might do.
I talked to him about our Muslim community. I let him know something that so many people don't know, that there are 900 Muslim members of the NYPD protecting all of us. Protecting every community, every kind of person.
Well, the world awaits what a Trump administration might do. The New York Times led their report this morning with a revelation that international allies are having trouble reaching the soon-to-be president. World leaders are blindly calling Trump Tower in an effort to talk to him. Trump responded on Twitter that the New York Times is totally wrong and that the paper is just upset they look like fools in their coverage of me. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Heather.
And the New York Times story does paint a completely chaotic picture of the transition team, but so do other outlets. You know, Trump insiders are using words like bloodletting and knife fight. The conservative Republican Elliot Cohen, who said he was set to advise the Trump transition team, then tweeted, "Stay away, it's going to get ugly." Your thoughts about what's true, what's really going on?
Well, the Trump campaign had been something, and the Trump organization had been something, where Donald Trump likes to keep these political power centers at odds with each other. He likes powerful people within his organization all directly reporting to him. And when one gets too powerful, he can cut it off. Or when those two competing factions are fighting with each other, then he can weigh in and make the decision. So I think this is a way that you'll see Donald Trump govern. He's going to want competing factions. He's going to want this kind of drama to play out so that he feels he can make that kind of decision. It's also a way to consolidate power. When you have powerful people beneath you arguing with each other or bringing up different ideas, then you can make the decision about what to do next, and it winds up being all about you.
Well, but you know, it might be, as you say, by design to create this situation. But then you have things like, we know that Chris Christie was fired as the head of the transition team last week. He was replaced by Vice President-elect Mike Pence. But then apparently nobody knew that Pence had to sign some papers that Christie had signed in order to get certain information. That doesn't sound like deliberate, you know, power games. It sounds like incompetence.
Well, you know, we'll see which it is. Yeah. I mean, I think there's the possibility that, you know, this is a campaign. This was a campaign, frankly, that didn't really prepare for a transition. You know, right. There's a group that does transitions that's funded by Congress. They had urged the candidates to get on top of this and have as many as 4,000 appointments, potentially sub-cabinet positions, meted out and thought about during the summer. Well, it doesn't look like the Trump campaign really took that all that seriously.
Now, let's look at the Democratic side, shifting Democratic Party as well. House Democrats delayed their nominating vote until November 30th. Do you see this as a rebuke of Nancy Pelosi, maybe a slap on the wrist, or are they going to try to replace her?
Well, there is a small faction that would like the Democratic Party to go in a different direction. Now, that's easier said than done, because Nancy Pelosi today said she is going to be running for re-election. She also threw a warning shot in there to anybody who wants to run against her and said that she has two-thirds of the support of the caucus locked down. So the likelihood here is that she will win. She will win re-election. She will continue to be the face of the Democratic Party in the House. And part of the reason for that is that she's been able to raise some $500 million, with a B, dollars for her constituents over the many years. She's also a very powerful, strong leader, especially when she was speaker. She certainly was able to do a far better job than John Boehner, for example, ever did in keeping Democrats aligned. But there are questions on the new direction, if there will be one, of the Democratic Party, given it's the same leaders for a long time.
Well, today, Democratic senators nominated Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, as Senate Minority Leader. How might he work with a Trump administration?
Well, Chuck Schumer, we should note, when we're talking about the new direction of the Democratic Party, also brought Bernie Sanders on board in a kind of new ceremonial position, chair of outreach. So there is the possibility. Chuck Schumer knows that there needs to be some kind of change up and some kind of movement. Remember, Chuck Schumer being from New York, everyone thinks of it as a liberal state, but upstate New York, plenty of counties that had voted for Barack Obama that then switched to vote for Donald Trump. Chuck Schumer is a very smart person. He likes to be in front on message we will see if he's able to coalesce the Democratic Party on that message and if it will work.
Well, Domenico, one last question in the few seconds we have. Last night, Donald Trump went out to dinner without telling anyone, including some of his assistants and the press. Look, his backers might say, give the guy a break. But why is it important for the press to be there when the president-elect goes somewhere?
Yeah, and look, this is not navel-gazing. The press wants to talk about itself. The fact is that pool reporters following where the president goes, the people need to know where a president is. Think about 9/11. They didn't want a pool following the president around. Reporters said that it would be that
right.
There would be a million conspiracies if
gonna,
you didn't do it.
We're gonna have to wrap it there.
They brought them on board.
Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Thank you.